And you know what this really shows me is that if I'm a player at any other position, mm-hmm. I'm still looking at this situation.
Oh, yeah,
and
no
I'm
doubt.
Saying,
absolutely.
You know what? Dan Quinn's been talking about competition. We come in here and compete every single day. Well, he's backing that up because he brings in a guy who is going to compete. He's yep. going to give these guys a run for their money. As you guys are saying, I mean, he's already on the team in your minds. So you have just created a competition that was even greater than what it was before.
Right.
And so I think if I'm a guy who's even in the middle, you know, maybe I've got a roster spot, maybe I don't, or I feel pretty good, I'm still looking at this like, okay, there's still a couple of weeks left. Anybody can be brought in
and I'll add one more thing to the QB battle is when they brought Rex Grossman in, instantly I thought, okay, which guy's gone?
Mm-hmm.
Instantly I said, they gotta get rid of one guy. And then when it didn't happen, as a backup guy, as a guy, if I was TJ or Sean, I'd be thinking, okay, he didn't get rid of one of us. He still wants to see more from us.
Right.
Here's a chance for us to still prove ourselves mm-hmm. because he kept us around. He could have easily got rid of one of us and
sure.
said, all right, this is what it is now. Mm-hmm. We gave you our opportunity, and that's what it is. No, he said, listen, I want to see what you guys can do in the last two games.
And to go to Jay's point, to expand on that a little bit, when you talk about competition, remember, at the end of preseason, when you go from 70 down to 53,
75,
or 75 down to 53, there's going to be a lot of veteran cuts out there.
Yeah.
Guys that are household names, guys mm-hmm. that may still have a lot left in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And for players that you just talked about on the fringe, you got to be aware of that. You can't say, hey, I'm good, I made the team. There could be a guy cut from somebody else that might fit the scheme better, and you could end up losing your job.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the other things that goes on this time of the year is injuries. I know this isn't wood. I'll knock on my head, which is about as close to wood as you can get. Luckily for the Falcons, there have not been the catastrophic injuries that we've seen around the league, guys with ACLs or anything like that. The biggest news for the week, Roddy White gets off the plane. All of a sudden, the elbow swells up. He doesn't play, has to go for minor surgery. Looks like he'll be back for the regular season. Any concerns with Roddy, or he's been such a warrior for this team, do you just go, he'll be fine the opening day against Philadelphia?
You know, I don't know that I've ever seen a player tougher than Roddy White. I mean, just the fact that this is his first surgery, I think, mm-hmm. says a lot. But, I mean, this is a guy who does not miss games, and I know that he's missed games here in recent years. But, man, he does everything that he possibly can to get himself ready for Sunday. It does not matter if he practices on Wednesday. It doesn't matter if he practices on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who's always going to be game ready, and I think that's a huge credit to just the growth that he's shown over his career and how serious he takes things. As far as injuries overall, I mean, anytime you look across the league and you see guys like Jordy Nelson, Kelvin Benjamin going down for the year, I mean, it's heartbreaking because you don't want to see that. You want the NFL to be this competitive place. You don't want to see people get injured. And I think it's always got to be on your mind. But, gosh, I tell people all the time on Twitter, injuries are part of the game.
Absolutely.
It's just on the nature of the beast, and you can't prevent them in any way. I mean, believe me, if there was a way that Kelvin Benjamin could have prevented, you know, the ACL, I mean, he would have done it. And so it's just one of those things that happens. It's a risk, and you've got to know that going into every single practice.
I think it was a crazy number, like 24, 25 guys.
28.
Like 28
season
guys.
Ending already, yeah.
Which is crazy. Started way early in the season with Fowler, you know, down in Jacksonville.
Right. Yeah.
First camp, you know.
First snap.
It's just the craziness of this game.
Yeah.
It's a high speed. It's a, you know, it's a very athletic game, and things like that happen. To talk about Roddy for a second, as a guy who's played with him, as a guy who knows him personally,
mm-hmm.
he will be out there playing regardless. Like you
right.
mentioned, he's the toughest guy that I've been around. And knowing Roddy, I know he has heard the naysayers talking about, oh, Roddy White's getting up in age.
Mm-hmm.
They need to bring in another guy to replace Roddy.
Right.
Oh, Roddy's he's collecting all that in his memory bank, and he's ready to explode on him, especially when it's out on the field. He wants to make sure he's completely prepared for the season. And there's no doubt about it. I believe Roddy will come out and be ready to play.